This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, we are live at the Oregon International Auto and Motorcycle Show at the Oregon Convention Center. Doors just open. There's a lot of folks going through. We've got classic cars behind us. We've got futuristic cars out to the side. What do they call those? The future ones?
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what word you're looking for here.
Concept car.
Oh, okay.
The Tesla concept self-driving car. Only one in the United States. Is here.
Yeah, it's quite the contrast. Yeah. You've got the self-driving car, and then behind us, we've got a 57 Chevy.
Yeah, there's like a Model T over there somewhere. It's like,
yeah, I saw one of the new Corvette Stingrays, a Porsche GT3. They had the new Supra. I mean, there's everything. I mean, you want your electric GMCs. There's stuff everywhere.
Let's go. They got all of it. So come on down. Party on. Blazers got back underway. The unofficial start to the second half of the season, or the unofficial second half of the season, as I hate it that they call it the second half of the season, being it is 26 games left that the Blazers have now.
Yeah, no.
But last night went the Blazers' way. They played competently after the first quarter.
That quarter and a half. Quarter and a half.
That was a team that was like, you guys really enjoyed that All-Star break, didn't you?
So the crazy thing about this is I don't have every single player's movement tracked during the All-Star break, yep. But nobody really went anywhere crazy. Like, nobody really went to Mexico or Turks and Caicos and, like, turned up Bahamas or anything like that. Everybody went home.
Huh.
Like, Donovan went back to Connecticut. Ant went back to Florida. Jeremy stayed here.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Which is kind of weird because he was really bad last night. You would imagine, you know, you play like that because you're coming back off like a 15-hour flight from Japan or something.
Yeah.
You know?
That man did not look like he was ready for the
It's the worst I've ever seen Jeremy play.
What was going on with him afterwards? Was there any sort of dealing with anything? Was it just
I think it's just the rust. I mean, you look around the NBA. I mean, that's what it was last night in the NBA.
Yeah. I mean, that was something special from Jeremy, though, because we haven't seen him. We literally have not seen him play like that.
No, but I mean, you look at, you know,
one of 12 from the field, one of 5 from 3,
and smoking layups, making bad choices,
missing free throws,
turnovers on drives. You know, it was bad across the board. But I mean, again, you look around the NBA last night. You had a Pacers team knock off the Grizzlies. It just kind of looked weird. The Sixers suck, but you know, it is what it is. The Magic come back and beat the Hawks. The Knicks and Bulls went to overtime. You know, you just kind of go down the list. The Spurs kind of ran the Suns out of the building without Wemby.
Weird.
It was just like, and if you look, like, the leading scorer for the Suns last night was Royce freaking O'Neal. I mean, it was just like, what is going on around the league right now? And I think that you just get that post All-Star break hangover, a little bit of rust. Guys are a little, you know, I guess rusty, but the Lakers didn't have that because they played the night before.
Sure. And, I mean, I just think that LeBron James, 11 turnovers last night was...
And boy, were they bad. Like, every single one of those turnovers was loud, but the problem was for the Blazers is they had 5 turnovers in transition. So after turning them over or after getting out and doing something, they turned the ball over 5 times in transition.
It was ugly.
Which really ultimately ended up being the difference in the game.
But... Tumani Kamara on the defensive end of the floor where he drawed a charge from LeBron where LeBron does his, I'm going to muscle you up.
He set it up
to perfection.
He set it up because of the play before, he got called for the foul.
Yeah.
But, and he knew that LeBron was like, oh, yeah, I got the foul on last time. I'm gonna do it again. And two has this innate ability to take the bump, and then really sell it. Now, he's not the Academy Award-winning actor that Austin Reeves is. My God, that man got shot by a sniper rifle 15 different times.
That's a good conversation to have here, because I saw you compare him to James Harden.
Because his flailing was incredible.
I will say...
Incredible.
Nothing compares to prime flopping James Harden, and that includes Austin Reeves. Austin Reeves is egregious.
I mean...
And we can agree... 100%.
It was there was one where there was a reach, and he, instead of flopping on the reach, he tried to flop because he thought Rob Williams was going to hit him. Before Rob Williams touches him, he acts like he took a 50 cal to the shoulder and spins around in the lane. And I'm just like, they put it on the big screen, and everybody in the media section, there's Lakers media with me, Jovan Buh of The Athletic, he just laughed because it was just like,
it was bad.
What on earth is this?
There are some bad ones.
The one in the corner late in the game on Scoot, he literally wasn't touched.
Not at all.
He wasn't touched, and he just crumples to the ground. It was like, goodness gracious, my man. Have shame. Have an iota of shame.
Yeah, they don't. They don't. And I am card-carrying club member of the Laker Hater Club, and I proudly wear that. I still don't think he is at Harden levels. He has the potential to get there,
It's incredible.
And I think it's only going to get worse.
As a Laker? Oh, God,
yes. Well, no, as they continue not to have a big man. Because if you can't get the easy buckets inside with a traditional big, right?
Oh, you got to get the
line. It's going to be him getting to the line. He's got to do that. And I honestly believe that there's going to be a more concerted effort to do that. We saw it last night, obviously. And it's going to amplify with Austin Reeves because there is no other way for them to get either those easier looks. And look, that's creating looks at the free throw line and your 3-foot bunnies when you can't do it with the traditional big.
You know, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this in the, oh my God, this is ridiculous. Like, he's good at it.
He's
good great at it. At it.
Yeah.
It is absolutely. Like,
it's frustrating.
And he has leveled up to one of the best in the league at it. Like, if you look at this guy sideways, he's going to roll.
Yeah.
Like, it's absolutely insane.
That's why I want to see him get run out of more games, though, for complaining when he doesn't get those calls.
He doubles down, too.
I think if you flop, you should get run. Like, if you flop and they don't call it and you complain, you run him.
I mean, he's got Tim Duncan face.
If you want to curtail flopping.
Yeah.
That's the way you do it.
No, he is testing the extremes of what NBA officials will call.
Well, as it went down the stretch, though, Blazers kept it close. They whittled back from a quarter and a half, just thrown away, wasted.
I mean, they were down 18. This thing was going to be over.
Gobble it up, just toss it in the bin.
Yeah.
They fought their way back, and then, again, the officiating not good. I really don't care.
No. I don't care about the officiating.
People can say they were saving the Lakers all they want. Did you want the Blazers to win that game?
Yes, because a lot of people did. Because I will tell you right now, a lot of Blazers fans made that decision to sell those tickets. There were a lot of Laker fans in that building last night. When LeBron scored, it was a roar. I will say at the end of the night, I tweeted about it, there was multiple groups of Laker fans being thrown out by security in the droves, arguing, fighting. And one of the guys got in one of the security guards' faces, who's, I know he's been there for years. He's a very large man. And every ounce of me, because I'm a terrible person, was like, do it. Do it. Do it.
Get it.
Please, please get in his face. He is going to throw you down those stairs. Please do it.
Unfortunately, my son was one of those Laker fans in the building last night. Yep. He got to go with his buddy Marcus, and they had, like, it was a last-minute thing, and it was like, at first I was like, he's got basketball practice. I went the good dad route. I was like, no, he's going to. And I was offered the ticket. I was going to go. And I was like, I can't. I got to coach this basketball. We don't have another coach. And
how many times is your kid going to get to see LeBron play live?
I know. And it's his favorite player. And he's like, what about Bennett? I said, yep.
Yeah.
He's got to go.
I mean,
because he's got to go.
I mean,
they had a great time.
Bron had 40.
But that was the thing, too, is that he said that. He goes, Dad, there were so many Laker fans. And I go, yeah, you'll learn to hate that.
Yeah.
You'll learn to hate that. You won't be a Laker fan forever.
More than half the crowd.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That makes my blood boil every time the Lakers or the Warriors are in town. And like, look,
it doesn't happen when the team's great, though.
No, it doesn't. That's what I was going to say.
When the team is great, there are Laker fans in the building. There are Warriors fans in the building. When the Steph death lineup was really cooking. Don't get me wrong, but those series in the late 90s, they're Laker fans in the building. The crowd was still 88-90% Blazers fans. Yeah. Like when those great, truly great Blazers teams that were competing for Western Conference Finals and thought of as an NBA championship contender, those teams always, like, you'll get some road fans that'll show up. Sure, that'll happen, but you still don't get that. Or when they do show up, they have to pay $600 to get in the building, in which case, extorting Laker fans, I'm entirely fine with.
We're okay with it. LeBron did become the first ever NBA player to have multiple 40-point games after turning 40 years old.
I mean, he was incredible last night, with the exception of the turnovers. 4 of 8 from three. He got hot kind of late in the game, and that's, I think, it ultimately ended up being the difference in the game. But him in transition, did you see this? The where he geared down, like first gear, second gear, and just to two defenders? He's just so smart.
Yeah.
He's so good that he just sets you up, and he just gets down just almost to a stop, and then just explodes and lays it up. And he had Donovan Klingon confused at the rim a couple times, finished over him with the left hand, and Donovan just walked up the court, like, shaking his head, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I did everything right. How did he finish that?
Yeah,
like,
he's literally been doing it before
longer,
you were born.
Yeah, longer than you've been alive,
they
man.
They showed a graphic last night on the broadcast when they brought Havistro on. There are three Blazers that were not even alive when LeBron made his NBA debut.
So Scoot, Donovan, Shaden? No, Rupes.
Nope. Rupair.
Yeah.
Shaden Sharp was 5 months old.
Yeah.
Jabari Walker was one. And so
LeBron played with his dad.
Yeah. So you think of that.
Or against his dad.
Yeah, Donovan, you have no answers because he has literally every single answer because he's seen absolutely everything.
Yeah.
He is still incredible. He is amazing. I'm in awe of just watching how he's able to do it at 40 years old. Like the dunk that he had two nights ago against Charlotte.
Goodness.
The moves and the gear and the changing speeds that he still has the ability to do at an elite level at 40 years old. It is pretty incredible.